Hello, and welcome to the Life Care Services Health Services Division podcast. I'm your host for today, Tony Galvan, Director of Health and Wellness. And our topic for today is providing an update on the Health and Wellness Navigation Program. Specifically, we wanted to share an update via a community case study as far as some of the early successes that they're experiencing by having the program in place. We've been kicking the program full gear from an integration perspective, starting in the beginning of this year, reaching out to communities, having them go through some of the precursor steps, which include a community questionnaire and community assessment. From there, identifying navigation team leadership, and ultimately participating in a orientation, which is then followed up by a 5-week post-orientation onboarding experience. And so as communities have gone through this process, it's really given them a chance to start to see some benefit as it pertains to the various audiences and stakeholders that we feel benefit from this program. This touches a variety of operational departments, and in particular, some early lessons learned from a sales and marketing perspective as to how communities might want to leverage some of these successes. And so in particular, today's case study is Cypress Glen, which is a life plan community in North Carolina. And in particular, we asked questions of both their Director of Wellness Navigation, Ben Blanton, and their Executive Director, Lori Stallings. The first perspective that we gained was Ben's from that navigator's lens. And in particular, we asked Ben about what his thoughts were on how residents and families are gleaning benefit from having the navigation program in place, and he in particular as the health and wellness navigator. So let's hear Ben's thoughts on that first perspective.
I think one of the biggest benefits the residents can see is having, you know, one contact that they can go to for whatever it is they may need. And then from there, their services that they're asking for can be referred out to the most appropriate person, and they can go from there, whether it's something I can handle personally or if it needs to go to someone like physical therapy or an outside agency or something to that respect. They know that they have one person to go to, and they don't have to spend time going from person to person looking for where to go. Well, I think for the families, it is comforting for them to know that whenever something comes up with their loved one, that they have someone to go to that can get things in place for them. Something that I've experienced here and that I've heard a lot of good feedback on is if a resident goes to the hospital and the families are asking, what do I need to do? How does it go from here? What's the next step? Will insurance pay for it? Questions like that, that when I tell them that I'm on top of it and I have already gotten things in place, I'm already planning for their return, insurance is going to cover so much of their time. They have said that that is very comforting to know that that is already in place and someone's already on top of all those things, and they really don't have to do much, that all of their questions are answered, and they really just have to be there for the resident and don't have to necessarily be the caregiver, which can be kind of overwhelming for a family member. They can actually spend time being the wife or child, or they can be the loved one and not the caregiver.
Ben's last statement there regarding loved ones getting back to being the loved one, as opposed to the caregiver or preoccupying themselves with other tasks, duties, and responsibilities, is one of the most powerful ones that we hear from navigators as far as adding value to those loved ones, to the family members, in terms of having the navigation program in place. The next question that we asked Ben about was, how has it been helpful for him to have navigation duties and functions streamlined across the campus? And how has he been working together with other members of the navigation team to, again, add to that satisfaction component from that resident's perspective? So let's hear from Ben.
I think having the navigator in place helps streamline things across the entire campus, because the navigator can follow that resident from one level of care to the other, and they are able to develop those relationships with both the resident and their families, their physicians, services they may need. And it helps to have that one person in place where the family and residents can go to, where they know that they can have their questions answered or services put in place quickly, whether it's something that has to be referred out or not. That communication that stays constant between each level of care and each change in their life is very beneficial to them. And it helps to raise resident satisfaction to know that they're taken care of no matter what comes up. And I think that, you know, when the residents are satisfied and that resident satisfaction is high, that it makes everything else just kind of fall into place, and it's just that much easier.
We then ask Ben about the value behind formalizing navigation processes and the data and metrics component of the navigation program. Ben is a relatively tenured employee at Cypress Glen, and undoubtedly, he, along with other communities, are performing health navigation functions. One of the unique aspects to LCS's health and wellness navigation program is the formalization of that data capturing to allow communities to better tell their story. Those different audiences that we identify as key stakeholders really care about this data and the formalization of navigation functions. Residents are going to value performance, so are family members, and healthcare referral sources are one of the key stakeholders and audiences that are going to care about the effectiveness of your health navigation efforts. And so being able to tell your story, message the success of your navigation program through data and metrics becomes a very powerful differentiator and something that can give you a competitive advantage from that marketing and sales perspective. So let's hear from Ben as to how he feels about leveraging data and metrics.
You know, I've been at Cypress Glen for over 5 years now, and I was in the social services department prior to being the healthcare navigator. And, you know, so a lot of these things that I'm doing now are things that I was doing previously, but they were more, I would call them informal, as far as the data collection. Now I'm able to, through this navigation program and through the resources and tools that have come from that program, I'm able to capture data that is more formalized. You know, I can actually see trends in rehospitalizations or things that are causing different issues with the residents. And from that data, I can now do specific programs or things the residents may need that are very beneficial to them, so that from there, they are able to get the information that they need for their specific question. And it helps us to, it'll also help us in the long run to improve resident satisfaction. It'll help us to reduce some of the things like rehospitalization, hopefully. You know, example would be, you know, congestive heart failure. You know, that's common with older adults. And, you know, if we see that is something that is a common hospitalization reason or rehospitalization reason, then we can have programs through our wellness department and wellness program that are tailored to that, that can maybe the goal would be to reduce some of those hospitalizations because of that. So those are some of the things that I think have come out of the navigation program and just kind of formalized some of the processes that we already had in place that we might not have actually been capturing some of that data. But now we have the opportunity to do that. And I think that it's going to be very beneficial.
We now turn to Cypress Glen's Executive Director, Lori Stallings, and we ask her a handful of questions and perspectives as well. The first one is once again understanding how she feels the health and wellness navigation program at her community is benefiting her residents and the family members.
Some of the greatest benefits of having the Navigator program in place, the first benefit that I knew would occur would just be resident and family satisfaction. And, you know, of course, that is always our goal. But what we've also seen is things that we can describe anecdotally. Ben was able to help one family recoup almost a year's worth of long-term care reimbursement. The resident had passed away. The daughter didn't even know her mom had the coverage until she was going through her things and went to Ben and said, "Is there anything I can do?" And Ben said, "Well, let's find out." And so a year's worth of reimbursement for a stay was something that the family was able to retrieve, which was awesome. You know, and when they go out and talk about Cypress Glen and experiences, this particular family is going to say, Now, let me tell you what they did for me. So that's big. I think the other piece to it is that the families and the residents know that they've got the kind of the one-stop shopping. They've got one person that they can go to who will direct them to whatever the resource is that they need. And then they will also, they know that ultimately their loved one's going to be cared for no matter what, because often families don't get involved when residents are still on the independent living side, and then they come rushing in from wherever and don't really have experiences with us. So when they hear that there's a navigator who's going to guide them through the things that need to be handled and addressed, I think it gives them comfort right away.
We then ask Lori about the benefits of having a formalized navigation training program, orientation, and guidance through really revamping what they've already been doing. And again, this is key because when we think about how can you make your health and wellness navigation efforts a competitive advantage, an edge, something that really helps tell your story, going through the formalization process is one of the key components that helps you get there. Again, we understand that communities aren't starting from scratch. There are certainly elements and semblances of health navigation that go on day in and day out. But are you making that a part of your brand? Are you making that a part of what it means to live and refer people to your community? And so Lori talks about how having the program formalized has been beneficial for her community.
I'm glad that there was a formalization process and not just a program that we were handed or asked to go to connect and download and work through. We first heard about the navigation program in the post-acute meeting that we attended in Charlotte in 2016. Ben happened to be in attendance with us at that meeting. He typically would not have been. It was just kind of happenstance that he had the opportunity to go. And I remember sitting in that meeting and thinking, boy, this is what Ben does already. And so we came back and Ben and I started talking about it. He is an MSW. He was hungry for more responsibility at Cypress Glen, but we really didn't know how we would formalize it. And so after hearing about the navigation program, it seemed like a natural fit. But by using the implementation process, going through that questionnaire with you, assessing services and programs that were already in place, it helped us to step back and look at the program and codify it. And of course, you did all the work on that. We just answered the questions. But it helped us to kind of carve out this new boutique service that we can now offer to our residents. And, you know, we had much of this going on already, but in this industry, these sorts of things always fell under the guise of the social services department. And, you know, I think sometimes social services doesn't always have a positive connotation with families. You know, we say, oh, you need to talk with the social services department. They say, oh, that's not what I need. But now we say we have a navigator. He will navigate you through all of the intricacies of what it is you're looking for. And so that onboarding process, I think, made us slow down, assess, determine what we need, and then implement formal processes for it. And then ultimately, the pinnacle of that was Ben attending the training in the Chicago area in May, I think it was. So it was a good process.
In terms of truly making health and wellness navigation an authentic part of Cypress Glen's culture, the fabric of their community, and a true part of their brand, we asked Lori about how she and her team have been messaging navigation, how they've been using the terminology. And she talks about how, even though they're still early in the integration process, how that's been going for them and how they plan on advancing that. And again, including it as part of their marketing and advertising materials and collateral to really connect the dots on what navigation means at Cypress Glen.
I think we're just beginning to do that now. For us as an organization, it was, you know, that ramping up time, taking something that we'd already been doing, it calling it something different, explaining to the other team members on the interdisciplinary team, what is it that Ben's going to be doing now and why is that different? Beginning to explain that to the residents. And then, you know, now we're just getting to the point where we're marketing's always been aware of it, but being able to give marketing some talking points so that when they're talking with future residents, they can say, you know, this is another service that we have that's available for you as you experience the spectrum of life at Cypress Glen. And you know, for us, I think, you know, we've codified it, and now we're getting to the point where it's just becoming comfort every day. You know, if you say something and you do something, then you become that. And so we're articulating what this program is. We're getting comfortable with the articulation of it, kind of the nomenclature of it. I know myself, I will be in situations and I'll say, oh, that's a navigation opportunity for me to bring out here to this group of people that I'm speaking with. And so we're building on that. Our next steps will be to formally address this program in our brochure. And fortunately, we are updating our brochure with our ad agency right now. And then other steps will be to add it to our website. It's not really specified in our website in full disclosure yet. And then we have a kiosk that we use for communication that will go on to that also. So I think we needed to have some time to talk about it and to just get to where we as professionals here at Cypress Glen felt comfortable with talking about the navigation program. That might sound a little bit silly, but it's just helping us to embrace the program to its fullest.
We talk a lot about making health and wellness navigation a part of a community's message and story. One of the key areas that we hope that communities leverage their health and wellness navigation efforts is within their post-acute care strategy. For the last couple of years, our health services division has provided education and information on how communities can best create and execute on their post-acute care strategy through a variety of resources and tools that our group has put out there. Health and wellness navigation and this program and initiative is hopefully one of the many tools and opportunities that communities use to make the case for why referring to them and why partnering with hospitals, physicians, and other healthcare referral sources makes the most sense from an outcomes perspective. In addition to that, also as far as how post-acute care impacts residents and family members. And so you're going to hear Lori talk about how she feels having health and wellness navigation programming in place is a positive component of her post-acute care strategy. And what makes Lori's community unique, like many of our communities, is that they have a closed certificate of need. And so we feel that health and wellness navigation is applicable regardless of whether you have an open or a closed certificate of need, and actually independent of levels of care. We feel health and wellness navigation touches independent living, it touches assisted living memory care, and certainly our health centers. But whether any of those levels of care does or does not exist within your community, you are in the healthcare space, and having a sense of post-acute strategic planning becomes important. And so we'll hear from Lori as to how she feels this applies to her community.
At Cypress Glen, our skilled rehab is designated specifically to our Cypress Glen community. We have a closed certificate of need, not our choice. That was the edict from the state of North Carolina. But it is still extremely important to me that we have a presence with our hospital as being a leader in post-acute care. I don't ever want Cypress Glen to be perceived as that community that is not involved in this, that we're not on the cutting edge, because with our 300 residents that we have living here at the in the community, when they're going to our Vidant, which is our regional health health center, our local hospital, but a regional hub for 29 counties in eastern North Carolina, I want the powers that be at Vidant to know that we are viable and contributing and on the cutting edge. So just for example, yesterday, Ben was in attendance at one of the meetings at Vidant and was explaining to a couple of people, what is the role of the navigator? He was telling me about that this morning. And the leaders at the hospital are very interested in that. And you know, when it comes down to doing, you know, short-term stays. We want to be able to be the community that can go forward and say, unfortunately, we can't take the rest of your public, but here's what we can do for the residents that live at Cypress Glen to ensure that they do have short-term stays, to ensure that they will not be returning back to your hospital, so that we can be partners and colleagues with them in that arena. We also, you know, want to be able to say to our residents and to the hospital, when you have that joint replacement, we are a five-star community. You can come back here without having your three midnight stay, and you still can get very excellent care, very good care, and still move through the system on the time frame that the hospital is expecting. So though we just serve our Cypress Glen residents, we still want to be leaders in post-acute care. We owe that to our residents.
The final perspective in question that we asked Lori about really expands on her prior point on leading post-acute care through health and wellness navigation. And we asked her on how she feels in terms of the data and the metrics component and how she plans on leveraging that for success.
This is the part that I'm getting kind of excited about. I'm probably one of those silly people that likes coffee. I like data. I like analyzing it. I like involving our staff members in looking at that. So Ben is starting to measure lengths of stay more closely. He's also starting to examine our readmission rates. We're gathering. Our goal right now is to gather 6 months of readmission information. And there's basically two groups of physicians in our area, and one is very, very good about working with us to prevent unnecessary hospitalizations. One is not as good, and so we want to gather that data and be able to go to the less than group and say, here is the data. These are your patients, our residents, and let's work together to prevent some unnecessary hospitalizations. And so I'm excited about that, and Ben is too. So I think that that's going to be some good steps for us as we move forward.
So that concludes the Q&A case study that we did with our friends at Cypress Glen. So I'd like to thank, again, Director of Wellness Navigation, Ben Blanton, and Executive Director, Lori Stallings, for sharing their thoughts and perspectives on how it's going with their formalized LCS Health and Wellness Navigation program at their community. We hope that everyone who heard of this podcast can also appreciate, again, the benefits that are out there by having this program in place as it pertains to your residents, as it pertains to their loved ones and their family members, and as it pertains to healthcare referral sources, both to our health centers and to other levels of care. We hope that from a sales and marketing perspective, you gleaned information on having value proposition in place and how to message the benefits of this program as part of your general marketing message and how it might be leveraged within different materials and collaterals across the board. So thank you once again for your time. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you listen to our other podcasts.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel.
Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.